Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Deliver me.
Oh, yes. Turn it around. Happy Sunday morning to everyone out there. Welcome to the new special edition of the E-Man After Show. God's going to turn it around. That is, I want to shout out to Pastor Tim Rogers and the fellas. Listen, whatever you're going through on this Sunday morning, know that God is going to turn it around. This is the special edition of Gospel Show on the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us on this Sunday morning. Man, it's a beautiful day out on this Sunday morning. We want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network. That's Pastor Tim Rogers. God is going to turn it around. We're going to have some church up here. Come on, Pastor Tim. Come on, turn it around for us. God's going to turn it around. You need something for God to turn around? I dare you to put it on the altar and watch and see. Don't he turn it around. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, put it in God's hand and he'll turn it around. Listen, if you want to call me this morning here at 563-999-3456, you can call me now. We're live. We're live on We Talk Radio Network, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com. You can call us up here and listen. If you want to give God some praise, if you just want to give God some thanks, call us up this morning. I know you're getting ready to go into service, whatever service you're getting ready to attend today. Wherever you're going to get the word of God, if you're streaming online, if you're going into the house of the Lord, call me here now at 563-999-3456. It's the special edition gospel show on the E-Man After Show this Sunday morning. God's going to turn it around. Listen, we got a lot of great music for you on today. We're just going to sit back and just bless the Lord on today. I want to shout out to my youngest brother. He's a pastor. I believe today is his birthday. Pastor Marvin Blackwell, if you're out there listening, happy birthday to you. We want to shout out to all of you that's having a birthday on today. Man, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. God has given us life. He has given us health and strength. If you're breathing today, why don't you get up and give God some praise over here on the E-Man After Show. It's Sunday morning. We're excited and delighted that you guys are joining us. The phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up. Call me here at 563-999-3456. We're going to give God some praise. Yes. God's going to turn it around for you. Yes, this is the E-Man After Show. Come on, Pastor Tim. If you waiting on him to bring you through, let's do it like this. Yes. turn it around. We're excited and delighted this morning that you guys are joining us over there on the network. Shout out to Southern Soul artists around the globe, radio.com and We Talk Radio Network. This is the special edition of the E-Man After Show. It's the gospel show. We're excited on this Sunday morning. We hope you are having a blessed day already. Those of you who are getting up, getting ready to head into the house of the Lord, man, we want you to have a blessed day. You can call us here at 563-999-3456. Are you getting ready to go into the house of the Lord to get your praise on? If you want to give God some praise, if you want to give God some thanks, call me now at 563-999-3456. Man, we just having a blessed day already. Some of you are in the shower, you're brushing your teeth, you're having you some coffee, you're having you some breakfast. Listen, this is a beautiful Sunday morning. We broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We want to thank all of you that's out there listening on the network on this morning, this Sunday morning. Happy Sunday morning to you. It's the special edition of the E-Man After Show. It's the gospel show. Listen, guys, those of you that's watching the news, I believe everybody know about the tragedy that's happening over there in Israel. We want to keep Israel lifted up in prayer. We want to lift up this country today. We just want to lift up this world. It is so much going on out there. Well, I got a lot of great music for you. You got E-Man on this Sunday morning. We just decided to get on here and just bless your hearts on today. Somebody, maybe you just want to call up and give God thanks on today and give God some praise on today. You can do that right now by calling in. We're live over here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Listen, we're going to go back into some good old gospel music. You guys, listen, did you say good morning to Jesus when you got up? Hopefully you did. Hopefully you hit the flow. You said good morning, Jesus. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show, the special edition gospel show right here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Begin and end. up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Yes, and that's over here on We Talk Radio WeTalkRadioNetwork.com. We want to thank all of you guys that's joining us on this Sunday morning. We're excited and delighted that you stopped by the E-Man After Show. We see the phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up. To all of you that's over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio.com, we want to appreciate you. Happy Sunday morning to everyone. Listen, we are just, man, the sun is beginning to peep out. We are broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I'm so excited and delighted to be with you on this Sunday morning. Where are you attending the service at on today? You can call me here at 563-999-3533. Wherever you're sitting, attending service today, if you're streaming online, maybe you're streaming online. Maybe you're not going to get out. You're going to do Bedside Baptist on today. Maybe that's what you're getting ready to do. But we appreciate each and every one of you that's hanging out with us on this Sunday morning. You know, got up, you're getting ready to head into the house of the Lord. Some people's service started at 8 o'clock. Some people going in at 9. Some people going in at 10. Some people going in at 11. And we want to appreciate all of you that's going into the house of the Lord on today. I believe me and Dr. Amanda, we are invited to a service on today. We got invited out to attend a service on today. Why? Because it's Sunday, and this church is starting their first Sunday service, and we'll talk a little bit about that when Mandy come into the studio. We want to appreciate all of you. I think she's in there getting dressed right about now, or in there making me some breakfast. Yeah, we're broadcasting live. We are live right now. It is the E-Man After Show. It is the special edition. It's gospel. It's gospel Sunday morning over here on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio Network. Listen, we're going to go into some gospel news, and I think Mandy's coming into the studio now. We're going to bring her in shortly. We want to appreciate all of you that's hanging out with us on this Sunday morning. Let's get some praise and worship going. We'll be back with more right after this.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
That's Group Therapy. We want to shout out to Anthony Brown. Yes, hallelujah. Are you blessing the Lord on today? We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on the E-Man After Show this Sunday morning. Man, the sun is peeping out. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful Sunday morning in the neighborhood. We're broadcasting live. We are live right now. Maybe you want to call us up at 563-999-3456 if you just want to give God some thanks, you want to give God some praise. If you want to let us know where you're worshiping on today, you're welcome to do that. You can call us up. Why? Because it is a beautiful Sunday morning. Happy Sunday morning to each and every one of you out there on this Sunday morning. Hope you have had a blessed week. I know I have. I had a great blessed week on this week. We want to thank God for life, health, and strength all week long. Mandy have showed up in the studio. I guess she ready for church. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, E-Man. Good morning to those of you that are listening out there on the network from this morning. Happy Sunday to you.
Yeah. I don't know how you can be late for the show. You ain't numbered in another room.
I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, my husband gives me multiple tasks. So, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, well, we're glad the prophet don't stop by on the special edition of the E-Man After Show. It's the gospel show this morning, man.
It is the gospel show.
Yeah, we want to bless your hearts out there.
Amen.
All of you that's listening over there on Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. This is a new network. We want to appreciate each and every one of our listeners that listening over there. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
And the team over there at Southern Soul. And shout out to We Talk Radio Network family. Want to shout out to Pastor Jeremy Glenn,
mm-hmm.
to Kia D, first and foremost.
All right now, Miss Kia D, yes, yeah, shout out to you. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, Miss Kia D, Miss Emily Blue and Dion Lack.
Yes.
Miss Destiny Brown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we want to shout out to all of you guys that make up this great network over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
Man, it is a beautiful Sunday morning. But, man, there's so much going on in the news. Man, we broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I don't know if you guys have seen. They had a shooting at the fair last night.
You know what, E-Man? There is so much going on in the world today, okay?
We're bombing over there in Israel. We're shooting over here.
Listen, and we're honestly, we have to wake up. It's just time to wake up. And how do we wake up? We wake up with Jesus. So we're waking up this Sunday morning and giving him some praise, you know, because although there is tragic around the world, everywhere we look, God is yet still faithful
and
he's good to us. And he is the Prince of Peace. So regardless of what's going on, we can have peace in our souls on this morning because we know that we're covered. And not only that, but I do have to take it a step farther.
Mm-hmm.
We are covered. But if God was to say, come home today, and we know that we're going to live the rest of our destiny with him, then we have no reason to be sad.
Yes. And so we're excited and delighted. Well, that's beautiful. Yes. I mean, you know, guess what? You know, I don't care what you do or down here. You need to make it. When it comes to your eternal life, you need to make sure you get that right before you get up out of here.
That's right, E-Man. Yeah. You know, a lot of times, growing up, and a lot of times we can have the mind frame of, because we are believers, right?
Right.
That these things will not happen to us. But these things will happen to us. It's what I believe, E-Man, is that we will experience it differently because our faith and our hope in God.
Yes.
So what happens to the unbelievers, the tragedies of life and things of that nature, it will also happen to the believers. But I believe that when we have that intimacy with God, we go through it and we see it differently.
Right, right. So we want you guys to get better. You know, no matter who you are, whatever you got going on, because everybody got something going on in their lives.
There's a lot going on right now.
And there's a lot going on around the world, but all this is biblical.
Hey.
to the believer, you shouldn't be shocked about anything.
About anything, anything. I was reading this morning about the pale horse in Revelation and how the third of the earth, how the food was affected, how war was going on, how death was happening. I'm like, God, we are here.
Yeah.
We are here. This the seal was already open.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes even when we're reading the word of God, we are thinking in the human intellect. The human intellect is thinking everything is happening as at once. But these things are happening over a duration of time,
right?
So we've been walking out the book of Revelation for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
How we sometimes are deceived in our mind because we are human, right?
Yeah.
And we're dealing with the human intellect, which is combative to the things of the spirit. We're thinking all this stuff is going to happen within a month, within 2 months, within days. No, it's spaced out over a period of time.
Yeah.
So we are living in the last days, you know, but God is our peace, and he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. All we have to do is call on him for the peace that we need, because these things aren't going to stop happening.
Right.
You can't pray it away.
Right.
You can't pray what has been written away.
Yeah.
But God can give us directives and open our eyes on how we should walk through these things when they happen.
Yes, and so those of you that's over on the network, both networks on today, man, we are all around the globe. It's Sunday morning.
Happy Sunday morning.
We're excited and delighted, man. We decided to step into the studio this Sunday morning just to be a blessing to your heart, because so many people have got so much going on. But, man, let's get back in some of this good old gospel
music.
Let's shake it up. And guys, we'll be back with more of the E-Man Special Edition right after this.
We'll be back in a moment.
Don't you worry and don't you fret. I know God ain't never failed me yet. He knows the plan he has for you. And I believe he'll do everything he said he would do. And then he told me to tell you everything will be all
bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Check one. Oh, 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 o
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on this Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Happy Sunday morning to everybody out there.
Yes, happy Sunday morning to you all. Uh-huh.
Yes, Caitlin Carr, she said, we are bigger.
We are, yes. Bigger than what we are experiencing, bigger than what we're going through, bigger than how we see it. You know, the question is this morning, how I would like to propose a question. It may not be the question, but the question I propose this morning is, how do you see it? How do you see your circumstances right now? Do you see the outcome or do you see the process? Sometimes, E-Man, the process will trip us up if we're not careful.
Right, right. And so the question is, how do you see it this morning? how are you looking at life through the lens of your own heart?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, man, I think people live their lives through others.
Right, right.
You know, or this person got something going on. They, you know, if they see this person look like they're doing well, if they see this and they think they this, but how do you see life through your own lens?
Right.
You know, and so the question is, you know, how do you see it this morning?
How do you see it?
Yeah.
How do you see it? You know, even we're, that's just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are, you know, they're facing opposition when it comes to bills this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that they're having issues when it comes to food, because we know that food prices are extremely high right now, you know. But maybe you have some black eyed peas in your cabinet. Maybe you have a chicken in your refrigerator, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see it this morning? Now, it's an option. That's an option, right? We have an option to see things a certain way sometimes, you
mm-hmm.
know. And we're talking about the option. How do you see it? Do I see it as if I do not have anything to eat, or do I see it as if I have something to fill my belly and not to worry about tomorrow, because what will come tomorrow has already been structured. It's coming down the pipe. Because a lot of times, E-Man, you said something to me on yesterday, and it really penetrated. You said, Mandy, we were talking about something totally different for the record, something totally different. But you said, Mandy, this is a blessing that you're not realizing. You're not realizing the true blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were just having a conversation between him and myself, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
And a lot of times the blessing sits before us, but it depends on how we see it.
Yes, yes.
And how we, yeah, so a lot of times, you know, if we're accustomed to doing things a lot of times, or if we're accustomed to having something a certain way, a lot of times we will overlook the blessing that's before us because we're yet still trying to operate out of the old. And God is saying, I have the blessing right in front of you. Just open up your eyes and choose to see it.
Yes, yes. I mean, you alluded coming on talking about making it right with our Christ. I mean, at the end of the day, how do you see, you know, we as believers, you know, you was talking about the tragedy and the time that we're living in, but we as believers, we don't fret, we don't fear, because to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
You know, even though we got calamities all around us, and you was alluding to this a little earlier, with the calamities around us, why would we freak out? We already know, if we're a believer, this already told us this is going to happen.
Amen.
You know, and trust me, once we meet our maker, we ain't going to want to come back.
Right, but this is that we have so many believers that's understanding what these times are for and what's happening. And what's happening is that we're connected to so many different people, and we're not sharing the insight that God has given us with others. It is an accountability once we are aware to share. Now, there is a way of sharing, but to sound the alarm, basically, because we are in perilous times, you know, and God is yet calling his people. He's saying, come close, come near to me. The door is open. And a lot of times we're missing the door because we're stuck and we're stagnant in our circumstances. We're stuck and we're stagnant in our feelings and emotions. We have somebody out there, I'm sure some people out there, when they saw the tragedy that was taking place with Israel, they probably just went into a depression.
Right,
they
right.
probably did not want to get out of bed because it was too much for them to handle.
Yeah, you got to be careful what, and you're definitely right, Dr. Amanda, but you got to be careful what you allow in your psyche. When you see a lot of what we see on the news, You know, you got to feel. That's why we're doing this gospel show this mm-hmm. morning, because a lot of you laid down on last night and it was bad news.
Right.
We just wanted to wake you up this morning to bless your heart on this Sunday morning.
Yeah.
As you're getting ready for your service on today, wherever you're attending on today, you know, we just wanted to bless your heart with some good old gospel music.
Right.
You know, have you been changed out there? Mm-hmm. Are you walking in change? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, no matter what's going on around us, you know, we know who we believe. We know who our trust is. We know who our faith is in.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it ain't saying that you're not human. You're not going to be fearful.
Right.
You know, it ain't saying that you should not, you know, watch your surroundings and
mm-hmm.
Be careful where you are, because I think it's in scripture to say, be careful for nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just got to be careful when ain't nothing going on.
Right.
But since there's a lot going on, just be aware of your surroundings, what's going on.
Yes, yes. Wisdom is always the key. With even with the Word of God, we have to apply wisdom to the Word, you know.
Yeah.
And with everything we do, you know, we have to operate in wisdom, you know. And that is one of the things, what you just said, Iman, is watching our surroundings. You know, we just can't be willy-nilly out here. You know? And because a lot of times, Iman, you know, a person's mind can really operate that way. I'm covered. I'm good. I'm just going to do this. No. Yes, you are covered, but we all must apply wisdom.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, have you been changed? It's the E-Man After Show. It's a special edition. It's the gospel show. We know you're getting ready to go into the house of the Lord. Some of you already ride.
Mm-hmm.
To those of you listening on the phone line, just sitting there listening, we thank you. Over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe network that's listening on the network, we want to appreciate all of you. Happy Sunday morning. Man, let's just jump back into some good old music.
All
and we'll
right
be
now.
Back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
Brown cow eat green grass. and give you white milk. But if you think that's something, God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul and dipped it in red blood. And I came out white as snow.
Show. This is a special edition. We want to thank all of you guys that have joined us on this Sunday morning. Man, we just wanted to get on here and bless your heart with some good old gospel music on today to get you up and going. Man, I hope you are heading out to the church of your service on your choice on today. To those of you that's already at service on today, because a lot of people church start at 9 p.m. Central Standard. You know, 11 o'clock is not the secret hour no more.
Right.
It seems like 9 or 8 a.m. is the, you know, everybody's in church early a lot of times now. Mm-hmm. So all around the globe, all around the networks on today, we want to appreciate you for starting out with us on this Sunday morning.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to get our day going because we're invited to a church, Praise Land.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the church?
Promised Land.
Promised Land. Mm-hmm. Promised Land Church on this Sunday morning. We've been invited out there. We're here and there. They have 11 o'clock service. Me and Dr. Amanda will be attending your service. Well, we hope you guys are blessed on today. Listen, have a blessed and productive day. No matter what you're doing, keep God first. And me, amen. If I had a thought on today, my amen thought would be simply this: in all things, give God thanks.
Yes.
And no matter
in all things,
good, bad, up or down, no matter what's going on in your life, my amen thoughts this morning is just to give God thanks.
Amen.
Amen. So to all of you on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network, we want to appreciate you. Those of you on We Talk Radio Network, we want to appreciate you. This has been the special edition gospel show on the Amen After Show. Join us tonight. We'll be back for the regular Amen After Show.
Right.
At 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be back on around the domino table tonight. You know, we are talking breast cancer awareness and domestic violence awareness.
Yes.
So join us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Amanda and I, we're getting ready to get on up out of here.
Uh-huh.
We just want you guys to be blessed. Have a blessed Sunday. Don't let no one mess your day up.
That's right. You are in control of your atmosphere.
Yes, and to shout out to all the pastors and the leaders that's teaching the Word of God on today, big ups to you. You know, no matter who you are,
uh-huh.
Shout out to Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes, the third over at Friendship West Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with Pastor Haynes on last Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a conversation with him. Want to thank you, Pastor Haynes, to all of you guys over there at Friendship West Baptist Church. We want to appreciate all of you guys. Man,
yeah.
Let's pack our bags. We got to get on up out of here so we can go to service today.
Let's go.
And so till then, we'll see you guys on tonight.
Yes, God be blessed. Have a happy Sunday.
Good night. Good day, everybody.
Good day.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.